More than 1 in 10 Kansans have gotten their first dose of the vaccine against COVID-19. More than 2 million are still waiting. Reporters Brian Grimmett and Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service have this update on vaccine distribution.
Celia, Kansas is expecting a bit more than 100,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine from the federal government this week. What does that mean for all the Kansans hoping to get one?
Well, that depends. So if you qualify for phase two of the vaccine distribution, then it means that you're technically eligible. That includes a lot of people, people over the age of 65, police, firefighters, grocery clerks, and, you know, a lot of other high contact jobs.
So this phase two is a massive bucket, literally a third of the state's population.
Exactly. So even if you fall in phase two, whether it's really your turn right now is going to depend on where you live. In one county, they may still be working on people over the age of 70, for example, and you might be age 65, and they might tell you that it's not quite your turn yet. So you kind of have to check in your county, do you qualify yet or not?
And school workers, they're also in phase two, right?
Yeah, if you work in a school, you are being prioritized by the state right now, kind of within that phase two bucket. Basically, the state is earmarking doses to make sure they're going to try to get at least the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine to every person who works in a school in Kansas by early April.
So for people in phase two who don't work at schools, how should they sign up? How do they go about getting the vaccine?
You really have to be proactive. You know, call your county health department, or you can scour their Facebook pages, their websites, and see who is allowed to sign up right now in your county. And then you really have to keep checking, you know, check every week because the situation is constantly changing.
Are county health departments the only option? Are there other places people can go?
Yes, hospitals are helping with the distribution as well. One thing you can do is get online at kansasvaccine.gov. The state has set up a map there where you can check where you can get a shot in your county. Or if you don't have access to the internet, call your health department, ask who is giving shots in your county. You might find that you can get the shot at a local hospital.
And what about Kansas pharmacies? They got doses last week too, right?
Yes. So that's a separate federal program. The federal government is sending doses to Kansas pharmacies. We're talking big drugstore chains, and most, you know, this is only in 30 counties or so in Kansas right now. So if you go to that same map that Kansas created, kansasvaccine.gov, you can see if there's a pharmacy in your county that's participating. You would have to call that pharmacy then directly to see if you could possibly schedule to get your shot there.
And what about leftover shots? I've heard stories that sometimes hospitals or county health departments have leftovers that they need to use at the end of the day. Is that a possibility?
Yes, everyone is handling it differently. So you might, for example, find that your local hospital has a sign-up list that you need to call every single morning, put your name on that wait list, and at the end of the day, they may call a few people to come down on very short notice to use up those end-of-the-day leftovers.
And remind us, what do we know right now about how bad the coronavirus is in Kansas?
It's getting better. If you look at the average number of people hospitalized each day with COVID, there was a huge surge across Kansas in November, December, January. This is when hospitals were packed, right? The numbers are falling again now. In February so far, the daily average hospitalizations are less than half of what they were in December. It's still a lot of people. Doctors are recommending, you know, keeping up social distancing, wearing those masks so that the numbers will keep falling.
Well, Celia, thanks for helping us figure this all out.
Thank you.
That was reporters Brian Grimmett and Celia Yopis-Jepson. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It focuses on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.